Okay, so this is a topic, it's a light topic, which I imagine all of you have seen, if not heard, the various ideas of the Issur Melacha for a Chasan and Kala. But maybe I'll make some ha'aras along the way, some observations maybe you didn't think of, maybe you did. But the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Samach Dalet, in the beginning here, that Hanose Besula Tzarech L'smachima Shiva Yamim, and a guy gets married, he needs to spend time with his wife. Shol yasa malach, he shouldn't do any malach. Lo yisa vitem b'shuk, he shouldn't go out to the shuk. Ela ocha v'shosu v'samechima, eat and drink and spend time with her, be happy with her. And then the Rama adds v'chasen aser b'asis malach. Unclear what he's adding that the Shulchan Aruch didn't already mention. Shulchan Aruch already said shol yasa malach. So the Rama adds v'chasen aser b'asis malach. And v'aser lat says yechid b'shuk, and a chasen also cannot go out to the shuk by himself. So, firstly, what's the makor? What's the source of such a concept? You look in the Gemara in Ksubas. Gemara in Ksubas simply says in Daf Zayin that there's a mitzvah to be sameach and mekala, besula and almana, depending on the what her previous history of marriage is, how many days. But it doesn't mention anywhere in the Gemara that there's an issur melacha. It just says misameach ima. So it's not based on the Gemara. That's number one. What's the source? And number two is, in addition to what the source is, who created such a concept? In addition to that, what is the reason? What's the motivation for creating such an inyan of issur melacha? So the Rambam seems to say to himself, who is the source of such a takana? Who created the takana of issur melacha? So although the Gemara doesn't mention anything about an issur melacha, it just says misameach, the Rambam adds in Hilchos Ishus Perek Yud, he adds v'chein tiknu chachamim, so that itself is clear. He says chachamim were misakin such a concept. Shekola no se besula yeah and sameach ima b'shivas yamim. So we now know the source is takanas chachamim. Then he adds, well, what does that mean to be mesameach im kala? He says eino osek b'malachto, he shouldn't go to work or shouldn't do any work, and then lo nosa v'nosin b'shuk, he shouldn't do any business. El ocha v'shos v'sameach. So it seems from the Rambam is the first one. I didn't do that extensive research, but it sounds like he's the first one to tell us the issur melacha. It's not from the Gemara. And he also tells us that the Takanas Chachamim, they're the ones who created such a din. But if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Avel, he writes, right in the beginning, talks about the mitzvah of Avelis, and then he concludes by telling us who created the mitzvah of Avelis. It's a machlokes if Avelis is one day Midiraisa, 7 days Midiraisa, maybe it's all Midirabanan. So Rambam writes that the Yom HaMis of Yom HaKura, Yom HaRishon is Diraisa. Ein Avelis Min HaTorah Ela B'Yom Rishon Bilvad. Only day one is a Isser Derais, or a Chiv Derais of Avelis. Aval Shar HaShiva Eina Din Torah. And V'afa Pish Eina Amar B'Torah V'yas L'Aviv Evel Shivas Yamim Nina Torah V'Nischad Shalacha. Even though that was said in the Torah, the Har Sinai came along, everything was reset. And Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Lehen L'Yisrael Shivas Yimei Avelis V'Shivas Yimei Mishta. So there's a Sira. Who created the Takana? Was it Moshe Rabbeinu? Or was it a later chachamim that were misak in the din of the issur melacha? So that's a stira within the Rambam. Now, in terms of the reason, before we get back to the Rambam, what's the reason why such a takana came into existence? So the pasha pshat is mesameach im hakala because you want to spend time with the kala. Because she, you know, that's how women are. They like to just spend time with each other. That's just the nature of women. They feel attached. They feel like, you know, you have a chasna and just leave them by themselves the next week. That's just a psychological thing of some sort, maybe. So just an in of simcha imakala. And the other explanation is found in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. And he writes there that the whole different approach, that's not really about the simcha, the obligation of the chasan to the kala. But he says that a chasen is dom milamelach. This is the source of a chasen dom milamelach. And there are different gersos of what are the examples brought down in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, but at least what is in front of me right here is ma melach eino yotze l'shuk levado, kacha chasen eino yotze l'shuk levado. Just like the chasen doesn't go, rather a king doesn't go by himself to the shuk, he has a whole security team, so to the chasen needs a security team, and that's what the Radal writes on the side here. It's midin shmir. He quotes a gemara in Brachos, that there are a few people who can't go out to the shuk by themselves. Chasen's one of them, or rather, a king is one of them. And since Chasen's dom milamelech, so you need protection. But others say no. The inyan of ein yotze l'shuk levado means he can't go to the shuk to do business. It's an issur melacha, not because of kavod or a shmira of concern of danger happening to the king. you know, the king doesn't do work. The king's work is to take care of the government, take care of the kingdom. His work isn't to go, you know, sell real estate. You know, obviously when you have businessmen being president, things work a little bit differently. But his focus can't be to make money. His focus is to help take care of the country. So what it means, Ein Yotzei L'Shuk, according to the Beis Yosef, means he can't go do business. So it's a very different approach than what Pasha Pshan is, that the reason why this is a malach is because Mesameach Chasim Nakal, to spend time with your wife, this is because there's a certain chashivas a chasen has. He's dumb malamach, which means he can't go to the shuk to do business. It means he's lovish big day kavod. He needs to wear big day Shabbos all week. And you have to praise him. And he has a certain panim meiros, kurachama, the certain light that the chasen has, which is not, there's no real, that's not halach lemaisa, but there's a certain image that the chasen carries with him that's dumb malamach. So again, just like a melech can't go to do work, so too a chasen can't do work, which is different than simcha chasen kalim. They're nafkaminas. So the most obvious nafkamina is mechila, and it's brought down in the post, and we'll go to, seems to be a steer in the Ramah as well. The nafkamina would be, couldn't he be mocha v'davar? So if she's mocha, the kal is mocha that, you know, I don't want to spend time with you, we dated for 9 months, we spent plenty of time together, or I want money, so please make money, I don't want vacation days for a week. So she's allowed to. She's if it's about her, the simcha is midin the kala. So she's allowed to be mocha b'davar. But if it's an inyan of pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it's about dom l'melech. So melech she mocha kvodo ain't kvodo mocha. The king has no right to be mocha on this kavod. So we really take that seriously. The chasen is dom l'melech. So then mechila should not work. So that's the simple nafkamina between dom l'melech, the iser melech, because of dom l'melech, or because it comes from the simcha in makala. Now, with that nafkamina, there seems to be a steer within the Ramah. Ramah writes, remember we said that the Shulchan Aruch writes it's asa to do malacha, shaliyasa malacha, and the Ramah adds, seemingly unnecessarily, v'chasan asur basiyas malacha, which is a repetition. The Ramah doesn't add things on to the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't repeat dinim, he only adds things on. So the Ramah says, chasan asur basiyas malacha, which is added, and he also couples that with asur latzeis yichidi, b'shuk. And then he writes, so now if really the Ramah who quotes the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it sounds like, because it's saying, Aser latzeis yichidi b'shuk, you can't go by yourself at the shuk, so then you would think that mechila should not work for the Ramah. Because it's all about domu l'melech. But in the very next if, the Ramah writes, v'ha'isha yicholo limchal al simchasa, she can be mocha b'davar, it sounds like he can go to work. So I think what's going on in the Ramah here is, and based on the Rambam as well, is there really two dinim here. And the two dinim are what we've been saying, that there's one inyan of domu l'melech, and there's another inyan of mesameach chasam v'kala. So in Hilchas Ishus, where the Rambam writes, and I don't know why one goes based on Chachamim, one's Moshe Rabbeinu, but in Hilchas Ishus, when the Rambam writes, v'chein tiknu Chachamim, in Ishus it's talking about the relationship. And he focuses on that sameach imashivas yamim. That there's the Chachamim Mesakin, that kol ha'nosei besula, Yesamech imav shivas yamim. And that's the motivation for Eino Asik b'malachta. So that's one inin of the Simcha Chasam V'kala. And that part you could be mocha. But there's a second element which is mentioned in Hilchas Evel, which is in the context of Shivas Yimei Avelus, Shivas Yimei Mishta. Nothing to do with the relationship with the Kala per se, but you know, as Yeshua was talking about last time, there's a certain, we'll get to Yimei Regel in just a second, but there's a certain personal thing to the Gavra themselves, the Avel. The Avel is an Avel. It's nothing to do with his relationship to anybody else, to his wife or anything else. He is a Gavra, he's an Avel. So there's a certain Haloshema on the Chasen. He's a Chasen. Now, Dom Milamelech, perhaps you could say. And that's the second element of Dom Milamelech, where the Rambam doesn't describe here what Shivas Yimei Mishta is. Well, in Hilchas Evel, that's not the place to mention this. But maybe that second Takana Moshe Rabbeinu was a Haloshem Gavra on the Chasen Dom Milamelech. And the other one is, no, the Simcha of Chasen and Kalo. So now, the Ramah makes a lot of sense. When the Shulchan Aruch was quoting the Rambam, Hanose besula tzarech lasameach ima shivas yamim shel yasem malacha, that was the din of Simcha Chasam Akala. So when the Ramah adds on, the Chasam's asr basis malacha, we already know the asr. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Ramah's telling us there's a second din here. There's a second din that the Chasam's also dom mila melach, which is another reason why, the Chasam's asr basis malacha. And that's why the Ramah adds, and also asur latzeis yachid b'shuk, because there's also an inyan of dom l'melech. So now that the Ramah adds that there are two dinim here, the simcha chasen v'kala and the dimyon to the melech, so then you could understand the next Rama who says, when the isha's yechol limchol al simchasa. He doesn't say mochol on the melachta to go to work, on simchasa. So what that means is, he could go, you know, you were mentioning before, Shlomo, that could a guy go to learn the base medrash? He's not going to work. So let's assume all melachas aser. You can't drive. So you walk to shul to learn. You walk to the base medrash to learn. So you're missing on the simchas chas and akala, but you're not doing asiyas melacha. So based on the Ramah, what would come out is, it's aser basiyas melacha. Maybe you should have to walk to shul, whatever the gedder of melacha is, but you could certainly leave her if she's a mochel b'davar. So these are the two dinim, I think, which come out from the Ramah and also from the Rambam as well. So there's a third approach, which strangely enough is not found at all in the poskim on Shulchan Aruch and beyond, but it's found in the Rishonim. And I'll start off with a Pischei Tshuva, which really might be a makor for this concept, where he mentions that Chasan is aser listaper b'shivas yimei misha. Can't get a haircut. So it's a strange halacha. Why can't you get a haircut? So if it's based on being a domel lamelech, so then the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us at the end of the second parak, it's a few places in Shas as well, where the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol, that the melech is mistaper b'chol yom. You get a haircut every single day, and Kohen Gadol from week to week, Erev Shabbos, Kohen Hedyot every 30 days. But it's clear here, based on the Pasuk, melech v'yafi b'techasen ha'inecha, so the Pasuk says, the din is melech mistaper b'chol yom. Every single day he has to get a haircut. So why would there be an iser melech, iser to get a haircut if it's domel lamelech? It's a strange Pesach Tshuva, that's one. And if it's in of Simcha Chasam Akala, so how would getting a haircut be a violation of Simcha Chasam Akala? Let them go together to get a haircut. Right? There are always the questions, you know, someone's getting married, the Shabbat Brachos are during a big test in college, so you can't go by yourself, you can't separate from the Chasam Akala, what are you supposed to do? So there always have stories about the Kala sits next to her, you know, the Chasam in class together, you know, they're attached by the hip for that week. So go get a haircut together. So go get a haircut, or you know, bring the barber to your house, and then you can get a haircut. Well, what's the inyan of not getting a haircut? In fact, the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure why the Pesach Tshuva doesn't quote him, but the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, I think it's Shin Mem Bei, says that if a chassan wants a haircut during Shiras Mei Misha, he's allowed to get a haircut, because it's Domel HaMelech. And a melech is supposed to look proper every single day, so the chassan feels like his hair got a little too long, and the day after the wedding, or 2 days later, he's allowed to get a haircut. But strangely, the Pesach Tshuva says that no. He says, Chasan also listaper. He quotes from the Maharibal that he can't get a haircut during Shivas Yemei Mishnah. So why would that be? So the Gemara in Ksubis tells us on Daf Dalid, the dinim of what happens if a person, lo leinu, experiences avelus during Shivas Yemei Mishnah. Taka, we should learn Lila Nishmas. That would have been Yosef, Shem Hashem Aliyah. That's Shlomo's grandfather-in-law, whose Levi was yesterday. So the Gemara tells us that the various dinim of if a person experiences avelus, death of a relative, during Shivas Yemei Mishnah, the halach is, this is Dav Dalim Ksubis, the halach is that avelus b'tzina is necessary. Since they're celebrating Shivas Yemei Mishnah, so they have to continue the 7 days, and then avelus is afterwards. But still, avelus b'tzina, which means tashmish, that's aser during Shivas Yemei Mishnah, and the man is yashen bein ha'anashim, and the he yashen bein ha'anashim, the men, the hachasin is among the men, the women among the women, fine. So then the Gemara says, I bring you a raya for this concept that during Shivas Yemei Mishnah, that there's avelus b'tzina is practiced. And what's the raya? So the Gemara says, Misaye leile Rabbi Yochanan, dam Rabbi Yochanan afa pisha amr, even though we said, ein avelus b'moed, even though in regular yantif, there's no avelus b'moed, about dvarim shel tzina noeg. So a person has a relative pass away, a sibling, one of the seven closest relatives, Anyantif, so even though there's no shiva until after regal is over, avelus b'tzina must be kept, and that's the raya from the Gemara. So the Gemara is talking about the halachas of avelus during Shivas Yemei Mishnah, then transitions and brings a raya from avelus during regal. So they're two different dinim. So the Rashi is very clear. Rashi says that no, because it's a very good raya, because Yemei Mishnah shehein lo karegel. That the 7 days of Shabbat Brachos are mamish keregel, it's like a yantif, And therefore, it's a great raya to bring from actual yontif, the velus betzina bemoed, to a velus betzina during Shavuos Me'ei Mishnah. The Tosfos elaborates on this. Tosfos writes that moed v'chasan, mashva osan v'chol makom. We equate the two. Regel and chasan are equated all over Shas. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Moed Katan, which really is a Mishnah in Maseches Negaim, that what happens if a person develops a neged saras? So the Gemara says that certain bayom, certain days that the Kohen could see, and certain days the Kohen could opt out. I don't want to look today. Come back to me in a week. So what are examples where the Kohen could say, I'm not going to look at it right now? So Tosafot quotes from the Mishnah that a chasan shenola lo bo nega no sin lo shivim e mishnah. Come back to me in a week. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to shtey your simcha. It's not anything until I declared anything. So I'm going to look the other way. You come back to me in a week. And the Mishnah couples that together with v'chein beregel. The person develops a neged saras on his skin. Then regel, we say, come back after the yontif is over. So you see, this is an example, a prime example of the equation between regel and shivei yimei mishnah. One is by neged saras, the other case is by avelis betzina. And this would be a very good explanation for why one couldn't get a haircut on yontif. Now, well, what yontif were we talking about? We're talking yontif chalamoed, pashup pshah chalamoed. But even then, we know there's a gezerah not to get a haircut in Chol HaMoed, so perhaps the same idea, that you want to come presentable. Why can't you get a haircut in Chol HaMoed? Gemara tells us because if you get a haircut in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to, you won't get a haircut before Yontif. You say, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed, I'm really off from work anyways, it's much easier, I'm not going to stress before Yontif. So here as well, if the chassan knows he can get a haircut during the regel of his regel, his Chol HaMoed, he's not going to get a haircut before the wedding maybe. Unlikely that will happen, but still, that same gzera might be in place, and that might be a good explanation as to why the Pesach Yeshua brings down such an opinion that a chassan should not get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, during Shavuos Me'ei Mishnah, because it's some level of a regel for him. So, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, he writes, this is found in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, so he brings this din down of a velus betzina. He says, Shivas Yimei Chasnus, Harehin Kiregel. He says the same din. Just like Rashi and Tosis, it's almost, you can't, almost can't ignore it when the Gemara brings the Raya from the Regel to Shivas Yimei Mishnah. So the Rambam just says the same thing. Shivas Yimei Chasnus, Harehin Kiregel. So then there's an interesting machlokas that develops here between the Rambam and the Raya, though. How far are we willing to take Shivas Yimei Mishnah in terms of being a Regel? So he says, Misha Meisla Meis Besoch Yimei Mishnah, a person has a relative pass away during his Sheva Brachos, Afil Ovi V'imo, Mashim Shivas Yimei Mishnah, Mea Simcha rather. You finish your Sheva Brachos, and Acharkach, after the Sheva Brachos are over, Noeg Shivas Yimei Avelis. And then the Rambam adds, Umone Hashloshim Me'acha Shivas Yimei Mishnah, Simcha. And then you start counting 30 days until after Sheva Brachos are over. So Ravid says, why don't we count the days towards it? And it seems that other Rishonim wonder why can't we say the regel is mevatel, certain dinim of shloshim as well. So there's a question about how much do we really look to the regel, because normally when it works for a yontif, for a regel, we do count the 7 days of yontif towards the 30-day count. So in essence, when it comes to, let's say, sukkah, so you start shiva after sukkah is over, even though it's 7 days, it's really day 8 of shloshim, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and so on. So the Rambam says not that way. You count after Sheva Brachos, you count day 1, 30 days full, and the Ravid says no. You cut off a few days. Whatever day of Sheva Brachos had started, that was already part of the count of 30 days. So we see there's a machlokas. How much do we view Sheva Brachos kirega? But certainly everyone agrees to what we've seen. It's some level of a rego. And that might be a different explanation of the Rambam. We said before, the two dinim of the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus versus Hilchos Evel, is one is a din of Domei Lamelech and one's a din of Simcha. But maybe the din of Evel is not about Domei Lamelech. Maybe the inin is an inin of Regel. That the two dinim are, we know there are a lot of parallels, inverse parallels between Avelis and Regel. In terms of Chasen as well, but there are a lot of connection between Avelis and Yantif, and of Shivas Mei Mishta. So perhaps we could say that when the Rambam mentioned Hilchos Ishus, the Isser Malacha, and the Indian of the Takanas Chachamim, that's referring to the Isser Malacha of Simcha Chasim Vakala. But when he mentioned it in Hilchos Evel, he's referring to the Yontif Shabbat, the Regel Shabbat, which affects Avelis, which affects perhaps getting haircuts. So that's the understanding, I believe. Now, which malachas are asr? So that also will, of course, connect back to this discussion. The post we talk about ksiva, you're allowed to write during Sheva Brachos. So if the model is domil melech, so of course a king has to sign things all the time. There's no isek siva for a melech, and then there's no isek siva for a simcha chas makala. That shouldn't take away from the simcha. But if it's about a regel, then you look to the lachas of Chol HaMoed about what type of ksiva is permitted and what the purposes are. So they talk about davar ha'avid, they talk about, so in terms of the geder melacha, that of course goes back to the understanding of if you assume it's about a regel, and that's the source of Sheva, the Isser Malacha, that would perhaps dictate what type of Malacha would be Aser on during Sheva Brachos. So one last piece here is as follows. But this is this would explain other things as well, but let's just do one last piece here. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin Beis which tells us that Chayv Adam Latar Atzma Beregel. A person needs to purify himself before the regel. Which means a person should go to the mikvah before Yantav in general. So the machlok is we've shown him what's the reason one goes to the mikvah before regel and which Yom Tovim are included in this din. So the Rambam writes the din, he brings the din down, he says the reason why you have to be matar atzmo beregel is because since we bring karbanos on Yantav and we go to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's a chashash of a person's tamei, so then you're going to violate an issur d'oraisa of entering the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanos while tamei. So in order to avoid that, so a person has to go to the mikvah. So another machlokas, whether or not this is a d'oraisa, the rabbanan din, the requirement to go, metar atzma beregel. So the Ramban writes al Torah, it's only nespachta, but the Rambam brings a pasuk. The Medrash brings a pasuk, the Gemara brings a pasuk, but if lasam, losi go. So the Mishamelch understands the Rambam because he says the word shenemar. Didn't say tikkun chachamim of any sort. The shenemar, he thinks the Rambam holds as the deraisa. The deraisa requirement to go to the mikvah to be matar atzma berega. Just as a side point, what comes out from this Rambam, however, since the Rambam tells you the reason why you're matar atzma beregel, it's so you shouldn't be matame the base of mikdash. So it comes out this is an example of a siag deraisa, the famous list of Rav Yosef Engel of Siag Deraisas, so this would go on the list of Fidei Rambam. That's a chashash, lest he go into the mikvah, and it's a Deraisa source, so it would be similar to how many hold Tosefa Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos is another machlokas, just to go on a side point just for a moment. Tosefa Shabbos is according to some Rishonim Deraisa, others it's a Derabanan. And the Rashi in Parsha Bereishis tells Vayichul Hashemayim Va'aretz that Kadosh Baruch Hu could start Shabbos immediately the moment the second Shabbos begins, but we don't know how to calculate exactly when Shabbos is, so we add a little bit beforehand. We have to start Shabbos, lest we do malacha on Shabbos itself. So if you assume it's a siyag, lest you do isra malacha, and you also assume that the source is a deraisa, so Tosefa Shabbos is one of the examples he gives as a siyag deraisa. And there are many in the list. Chati shir asa min ha-Torah. Chati shir asa min ha-Torah is asa min ha-Torah. And according to the Pashup Shad of the Gemara Yuma, because chazi it's terufe, because lest you have a full kazayas, so it's another example of a Chatishir, it's another example of Siag Deraisa. He also brings down from the Kes of Mishnah, we know Lo Svashel Gadiba Chedi Bimo, three times it says in the Torah, Echel Isser, Achila, Bishel, and Hana. The Kes of Mishnah writes, I think it's in Nar Basula, maybe he writes, and I don't remember where he writes this. But he says that the whole reason of Bishel is because it's a Siag lest you come to do Achila. But Bishel Bifnei Atzmo was not Aser, it's just a Siag, according to the Kes of Mishnah at least. So that's a Siag Deraisa. So there are many things on this list. So we'll come out for the Rambam for the Chiv of Adam and Metar Atma Beregel to Siag Deraisa. So for others, the Rosh writes in the end of Masechus Yuma, though, that a person, Bizman Azeh, since we're all Tameh, there's no requirement to be Metar Atma Beyom HaKippurim. Because we're Tameh Mesa anyways, there's no Paraduma. So the Shah Gazari points out, but had it been Bizman Paraduma, so there'd be a chiv to be matar atzmo even by Yom Kippur. So the Shah Gazari points out that there's a big nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rush, because the Rambam says the din is when you go to the Alila Rego. There's no din of Alila Rego by Yom Kippur. So there's no chashash of entering the Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanos. So for the Rambam, there's no requirement to be matar atzmo before Yom Kippur, and neither on Rosh Hashanah either, because there's no Alila Rego on Rosh Hashanah. Only the Shlosh Shir Galim, where there's a mitzvah of Alila Rego for the Rambam. But for the Rush, the Inyan is, he doesn't explain the Tam, but there's an Inyan to be Matar Atma Beregel. And the lechor, the idea would be Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this concept of Yomtiv is Omri L'fnei Hashem. You're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yomtiv is. Yomtiv, the Giloy Shechina is much more prevalent, it's a more apparent, and therefore you're Omri L'fnei Hashem, you need to be Metar Atma. So it might be an Indian of a certain Lila Rega that exists in Rosh Hashanah. You point out that the Gematria Rosh Hashanah is Beis Hamikdash. So there's a certain Indian that there's almost a Lila Rega, other Yom Tovim, even though you're not actually going to the Beis Hamikdash. It's a Knesset Beis Hamikdash, another Yom Tovim. It didn't just be Matar Asma Berega, nothing to do with the actual Beis Hamikdash or Karbanos. So that's a Machlok, that's an Afkamina, which Regalim one has to Matar Atzma. Another Afkamina they point out is Bizman Azeh. There's no Karbanos. But the Fila Rush had not been for the Paraduma. Let's say we had a Paraduma. Let's say you could get around the Beis Hamikdash, but there's a Paraduma. So the Fila Rambam, you know, Fila Rush, rather, you don't need a Beis Hamikdash. It's not about the Beis Hamikdash or Karbanos. It's about being Matar yourself. So Fila Bizman Azeh, had there been a Paraduma, Lechora, there would be an Inna of Tara, the regal of Fila Rush, but not according to the Rambam. So now, are there any other regalim that you could speak of? Shalosh regalim, there's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur. So the Meshech Chachma wonders about a Kohen Gadol on every single day, because the Kohen Gadol, every day for him is Kerega, the Gemara tells us. So the Kohen Gadol has a Chiv. Now, he has a Chiv anyways, because he has to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But he talks about the Indian of a Regal of a Kohen Gadol. So I was wondering, maybe you could say the same. What about a Chassan? If this approach is true, that a Chassan is Mamish, it's a Kerega, the Shiva Yimei Mishra is Mamish Keregel for him, so would there be an Indian of being Metar Atzma Beregel before the Chuppah? Is there such an Indian? So I didn't do extensive research either. I'm sure it's discussed, maybe not in the poskim, but probably in some of the chasidus from. I'm not sure if you came across any of this at all. But maybe you could say there's a chiv of chasan being matar atma beregel because it's a regel for him. But I did come across an interesting degel nachne frame, which I discussed briefly with Rabbi Yeshua last week, where he has this, again, just one line in the end of Likutim. He says, he quotes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chayv Adam letar asma beregel. He said, Hainu kishmerakid lefnei chasam vekala. So the chiv of the letar asma beregel is equated to dancing in front of the chasam vekala. So, again, in terms of the halacha, what will come out is you don't have to be metar asma in a mikvah because the dancing itself substitutes for the need for the mikvah. But what is the inyan of, how are you connecting the inyan of the mikvah, an actual mikvah, to the rikud in front of the kala? So Bishu was just explaining, we were walking out the other day for the Rosh Chodesh meal, he's explaining the very simple idea is that meraptin and lashna rikud of the sifting is separating between the ochel and psolas, and that's the inyan of the mikvah, also the ochel mipsolas. It's just matari yourself, so somehow dancing in front of the kala is also being merakid. It's a rikud of between the ochel and the psal. So if I could dig just a little bit deeper on this concept of the source of this tar, the source of the mikvah, the source of the rikudim. So the Arizal writes, the Indian of Bina, that the Indian of Bina is the kolos ha-nishmam be'ozen. The sound that one hears, that's the Indian of Bina. And he says, it's connected to next week's parsha where Avram and Sarah are arguing about what to do with Hagar. And Sarah says, throw her out. And Avram says to Hashem, what should I do? He asks Hashem what I should do. And the pasuk says, Kol asher tamar lecha Sarah tishma b'kola. Listen to what she says. Tishma b'kola, listen to her. And Rashi says, because she was a greater Navi or Neviah than he was. And Rashi says elsewhere also, she has a certain Bina Yisera. The certain understanding that Sarah had and women in general have a certain Bina Yisera. So that's Tishma B'kol, listen to her. So that Indian of Shmias Kol, the Indian of the Ozen, is the Indian of the Bina, which the Arizal goes on to explain that it's connected to, he didn't say the Chamisha Kolos, but it's also the Chamisha Kolos of the Chasna Kala, the Simchas Chasna Kala. Those sounds that we're listening to is also the Indian of Shmi of the Bina. But he writes, he connects us to the Chamisha Inuyim and Yom HaKippurim. The five Inuyim and Yom Kippur is the same Inuyim of Bina, because Yom Kippur, the Tara, and the Mikvah is all sourced in the Makom Bina, where everything is Metar itself. That's where the Makom of Mikvah comes from, the Makom of Tara, and the Makom of Yom Kippur, where we're all, Fnei Hashem. So these five Inuyim and these five Kolos, it's really sourced in Bina. So when a person goes into the Mikvah, there's a certain element of being Metar himself in with the koach with the yisod of bina. So that connects very much to the union of rikudim as well, because in addition to the chamisha kolos that we're listening to, which is the bechina of bina, the Rabbi Nachman writes the whole union of rikudim. I brought the wrong one. Here it is. The whole union of rikudim is also sourced in bina, which again, that's the place where the Torah comes from. So how do we see that rikudim, the union of dancing, lifnei akala, is an inyan of Tara, an inyan of Bina? It's a very short piece here in Torah Lamed Beis. He writes that Shem Sfasai Tiftach is the inyan of Rikudim Shel Chasana. That whole inyan of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is dancing in front of the Chasana. Because he says, Kol Zman Shelo Nisuna Lezivug, so long as the girl has no partner, is Karisa Nara Blohe. The Pasuk a few places talks about Nara. It says it's written Nar, but it's read as Nara, with the hay. But it's not, the hay's not really there. So she's called a nar without a hey if she hasn't found her partner yet. And the gematria of nar is the gematria of shach dinim. However, when she vakad is taknis lezivik, when she finds her zivik, she finds her chasan, is karisa nar behe, she gets the hey. She earns that hey to put it together, complete herself. She nim tokin hadinim ayidei hey alfin. The five alfs shel ekya, which are in the place of bina, those five hays come down and they're masaking her, they fix her, they complete her. And that's the inyan of a nimsa kala, dain bechines naru, without a hay. So a girl before marriage, she's lacking that hay, she's lacking that bina, that element of, she's fully shach dinim, but she needs that softening, that sweetening of the makom of the bina. And that's accomplished, he explains, vizeh nasa idei rikudim, through the dancing, through all the dancing and the rikudim and the separations and the sifting, getting rid of all the dinim or softening the dinim, because that's the inyan that he speaks about, the regalmas netach v'hod, and they're the ones that misnase halev, it elevates a person's heart, a person's emotions, a person's confidence in being. It's a simchas halev. So a person dances with his feet, it elevates him. He quotes the pasuk va'isa Yaakov es raglav, and lifted up the legs. A person's legs gives him that excitement, that simcha that he wants, and it gives her the simcha that she wants. And since the lev, I'm sorry, there's so many things, but I feel with this, however I could say this stuff, I wouldn't, in a normal shiur, so many different things, I don't fully understand what I'm saying either. But he explains that the lev, which is the makom of the bina, so that place where all these rikudim, all these separations and purifications that are taking place through the dancing of the netzach and the hod and the legs, that's exciting the bina, the makom of the heart, which is really elevated into such a place. And al kain, Tzarech lechavin b'rikudim, you have to have the kavan b'rikudim l'hamshich ha'alfin shebelev, to draw out the alfin, the five alfs that are in the heart, ayde ha'regolim l'hakal. And that's b'china hei. And through that you're able to complete her and to make her not to a nar without a hei, but a nara. A nara. You're making to a nara. And that's the inyan of rikudim. That's the inyan of the mikveh. That's the inyan of a person who's a chayv adam le'tar atma b'regel. Is before he goes to the regal, he needs to go to the makum, the bina, to mitar himself. That's what we're trying to accomplish with the nara, to be mirakid her, to be mitar her in such a way. And he brings the remez in the medrash. The medrash says that kishanosa Yaakov is Leah. When Yaakov married Leah, b'shashu miraktin, they were singing a song. They were dancing in front of her, and they were singing a song. What was the song they were singing? What were the words? Hayu mezamrim hay lai, hay lai. What does it mean, hay lai? Lirmos the Yaakov, ha Leah. This is Leah. This is Leah, which is the bechina of the lev, which is the bechina of the makom of the bina. And hey Leah is referring to the hey alfin, the five letters that come from the makom of the bina from Leah that he was trying when he was dancing in front of Leah. He's infusing that hey, those five kolos, those five inuim, the makom of Yom Kippur, that's what was being accomplished. So perhaps in a very deep way, that's in halachically what's going on here is that Shiva Yemei Mishta is a time of a regel. But a much deeper way, it's a place of bina, it's an opportunity for tara. That's why, of course, a chasana is like Yom HaKippurim. It's a discussion in the post whether a person should get married the week of Yom Kippur. It's almost like repeating the same idea. You get a mechila here and you're wasting another mechila then a few days later. They talk about this because, of course, that a certain element of chasana is like a Yom Kippur. That's the regular it is. It's a Yom Kippur type of din, and that's the idea. Okay? Oh, yeah.